Welcome to Test Don't Guess, the podcast created for unlicensed health practitioners who love chatting about functional lab testing. I'm Jensen, your host. I'm a functional nutritional therapy practitioner, developer of the HTMA analysis app, and creator of the Instant HTMA professional course. But here, I'm just your curious colleague who wants to know all about the functional lab tests that you're using, how you learn to properly interpret them, and how incorporating labs has impacted your confidence and your practice. In this season of Test Don't Guess, we're going to talk with practitioners, course creators, and lab experts to help you navigate the world of functional testing, and I am super glad you're here. Remember, this is a podcast intended for learning purposes only, and it does not provide professional legal or medical advice. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Test Don't Guess podcast. Today, we are going to be talking with Angel Hill from Alternative Health with Angel. She is an amazing naturopathic doctor who has experience working with over 7,000 clients in the last 13 or 14 years in person, and now she's transitioning to a practice online. She has a really interesting story, and I know you will love hearing about how she uses iridology in her practice, which, by the way, I learned after we stopped recording that I think it's actually iridology, so I apologize for that. But she kind of uses that as her initial test, and then she also uses many other tests in her practice. So it was just great to be able to get insight from somebody who has been in this world for so long and has impacted the lives of so many clients. And by the way, before we get into this episode, I know we are just ramping up on season two, but if you could take a minute to leave this podcast a review, it would mean the absolute world to me. If you enjoy these types of conversations about functional labs with different practitioners and lab experts, I just want to make sure that this is getting out to as many people as possible so that we can continue on our overall mission of inspiring functional practitioners to continue to get educated on different functional labs and ultimately help their clients even more. All right, let's get into the episode. I am just so excited to talk with you. I don't know if we've had anybody on the podcast that has worked with as many people as you have. I saw on your website that you have worked with over 6,500 clients. Is that up to date? Or I mean, I guess you've had it even more at this point.
Yeah, I'm at 7,000 now.
Oh my goodness. Oh my gosh. Well, I just know that you have so much to share with us and that we can learn so much because I know a lot of the people that are listening to this podcast are new health practitioners. And so they've usually recently gotten their certification or they're trying to figure out what the next step is for them. And so I'd love to hear from you. You know, how did you get started with this? And can you walk me through your journey of kind of how your practice has evolved over these last 7,000 clients?
Absolutely. So I was very fortunate. I grew up in a house that thought about health. When I was really little, we were actually extremely poor. So poor people brought us food. And so health was, you had to re-eat nutrient-dense food. There wasn't any crazy stuff running around. But then as I got older and we were better off financially, my parents were still really good about like not letting me have sugar and things like that. So I grew up really solid in kind of a health atmosphere. And then when I was in my 20s, my dad, he was actually 50, decided to completely change his career and become a naturopath. And the reason he did it is my mom was really ill. And she had had surgeries and just everything. And conventional doctors were failing her. And he was just trying to find a way to help her is basically how that started. And so interestingly, my father cannot type. And I can. I actually used to be a typesetter. And so I typed all his papers. And I started really getting interested in it. I was like, this is fascinating stuff. But at the time, I was on a different path. And I was in sports marketing for a little bit. And then I became a teacher. And when I was a teacher, my first year of teaching, I had a small child. I think Marley was about 2 or 3 at that point. And it was my first year teaching. And at the time, the schools were so packed here that you couldn't even have your own classroom. You had to be like a mobile teacher and go from like move, have a little cart and go from class to class. And I literally passed out in class one day. And my students had to call the school nurse. It was a mess. But come to find out, I went to all these doctors. They said, nothing's wrong with you. And then I went to my dad and he was like, this is adrenal issues. And so that's kind of really what got me. I'm like, okay, this is something I could help other people with. And he had been trying to get me into the business anyway. And he said, hey, if I pay for you to get your master's degree in nutrition and then your doctorate in naturopathy, will you do it? And I was like, well, let me try it and see. And then obviously I fell in love with it.
Yeah. And talk to me about that process. How did, so you got your master's in nutrition from which school?
So I actually got it from a school that is not around anymore. It's called Clayton College of Natural Health. And that was a beautiful experience. And I love food. So I love nutrition. And I really, really enjoyed that. And then I went to Trinity School of Natural Health, which is still around. But back then, it was a long time ago. It was way before people did things online for schooling. I actually had to go up there a lot. So I went up there a lot and did a lot of like just work at home, but not necessarily on the computer because that didn't exist really. But anyway, I got my naturopathy degree. And then I got something that a lot of people aren't familiar with. And it's called iridology. Is that something you've ever heard of?
Yeah. And so it's where you look at the iris of your client's eyes. Is that right?
Absolutely. There's 28,000 nerve endings that come into the eye. And so anything that hits a nerve, I can see. And so it's a great way. This was actually my first testing, if you will, a great way to get into figuring out what's going on with somebody. And so that's when I really started noticing.
What can you learn from that? I know what it is, but I don't know what those nerve endings can tell us.
Okay, so everything but blood. So I'll kind of walk you through something. I can't see blood pressure, so that's why I said everything but blood. So on the average person that I see, I normally see sleep issues. We can see like if there's predisposition for heart disease. I see a lot of mold, which is really interesting because in this area where I live, there's a ton of mold. I'll see hormonal issues in men and women. I'll see energy issues like adrenal issues. I see prostate issues in men, and thyroid is a big one I see as well. So those kind of things is what we see in the eye.
And so what are you looking for? And are you using like a specific tool to do it?
So some people will use a specific camera and take pictures and put it through a machine. We're old school. We actually use a magnifying glass and we do it on our own. Like I have the map memorized in my head. There's actually a map. They're like 3,000 years old. And if anybody knows who King Tut is, when they actually pulled out things from his tomb, they actually found 3 iridology charts in there. So it's been around a really long time. But yeah, I don't leave it to a computer for the iridology. I actually just do it on my own. And we have such good results. That's why we've done so well through the years. So we're in a clinic type situation. Currently, I'm actually moving my business online now. But anybody who wants to come in can come in and, you know, see us. And so that's why I've been able to see so many people and have so many people get help because everybody hears about it. Because it's such a different way to do things. Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like if you're able to give them answers that they haven't gotten in the past, and it's something so unique, that's like word of mouth for sure.
Absolutely. And I like to look at iridology as a great starting point. So like if I see something going on in the thyroid, then I say, okay, we need to get a complete thyroid check, not just the TSH and T4. We need to do a complete check to see what's going on there, that kind of thing. So it's a really great place to start. And what's nice about it is about 7-8 years ago, I actually started where people sent me pictures of their eyes. They took them with an iPhone and sent them to me. So I can do that online as well now too. And it's actually a little bit better online because I can really blow up the picture and really see what's going on in the eye. But it's definitely an art to it. I'm fascinated by it. I've gotten to the point now where I kind of see everything, but every once in a while I'll see something that I hadn't seen before and I get all excited.
I feel like if I was sitting across from you at like lunch, that I would just be thinking, is she assessing my eyes the whole time?
Everybody worries about that. So if you have, I'll tell y'all something interesting. There's different eye types, and this fella actually came up with them. They're called like shakers and jewels and streams, and it's what the fabric of the eye is doing. It's not really about the color of the eye. However, if you have a really light blue eye, I could probably look at you from across the room and see what's going on. But for people with darker eyes, I have to get closer.
Okay. Well, I do have the light blue eyes. So that's so funny. That's so interesting. Where can somebody learn this now?
So Trinity School of Natural Health definitely still has a certificate on it. I'm not sure if there's anywhere else that's teaching it. Ellen Jensen, she lives in California, and she's like the premier person in the country right now for it. And I actually learned her process. Her father-in-law is the one who brought it to America. He went to Germany and learned it and brought it to America. And then I learned under her. So there's not a lot of people doing it, but it's very fascinating. And I highly encourage people, since you mentioned a lot of new people listen to this podcast, look into it. It's really something that really kind of gives you a good first analysis of what's happening.
Yeah, that's really interesting. Did your dad use that as well?
Yes, and he still does, actually. He's getting close to retirement, but yeah, he still works with me. He's only there 2 days a week.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's great. So you guys are working in a practice together?
We are. Mm-hmm. It's we don't get to see each other as much anymore, though, because he's not there as much and I'm leaving to go online. So
have you ever found yourself feeling like everyone is speaking a secret language? Trust me, I have been there. I vividly remembered feeling major imposter syndrome as I saw practitioners throwing around terms like GI map and mycotox profile and HTMA test. And I'm thinking, did I miss something? Turns out the more seasoned practitioners knew something that I didn't know. They knew that as holistic health practitioners, we are able to use our certifications to get access to various lab companies so that we can use all kinds of different lab testing with our clients that will ultimately help guide our recommendations. And side note, this made my data-loving brain so excited. As someone who color-coded their own blood results in a massive Excel sheet for years, I knew I was meant to use lab data with my clients. But then the questions hit. Which lab companies accept unlicensed health practitioners? And what tests are even available to me? How do I learn to interpret the lab results? How does it all work? And so that's why I created the ultimate free resource that I wish existed during my own quest for these answers. Just DM me the word lab guide on Instagram at testdontguess, or click the link in the show notes below to instantly access our totally free unlicensed practitioner's guide to functional lab testing. This is the resource you've been looking for if you're new to functional testing, or you want to make sure that you're aware of the different options that are available. So grab this guide and you'll be able to navigate the wild, wild west of functional lab testing like a seasoned pro.
So you've had an in-person practice and that's been very successful, and now you're moving to online. What are your plans with that?
So I have two different things going on. For the people who are really into the iridology, where there's a lot of them that are, I've actually got like a little subscription plan going for them. And so they can get things like iridology anytime they want it. They can get access to me anytime they want it, things like that. But for people who are looking for a little bit more touch points, I have a hormone program. So I've really niched down into women's hormones. And so I call it Hormone Heaven. And they can work me through that. It's a 5-month program that they can work with me through. So it depends on what they're looking for. If they're just kind of wanting general health, I got a program. And if they're wanting to really dig down into the hormones, I have the other program.
Okay. And so for that program, do you start with the iridology and then move into whatever testing you think is necessary based on that?
So on the program, iridology is optional. And a lot of times they'll ask me a question. And I'll be like, shoot me your eye real quick so I can figure out what's going on, figure out which way to go. But the one thing that is required in my program actually is the HTMA. That is included in the program. There's no extra cost for it. And it's really because when I discovered this through you, I discovered that there were so many things I could do with it. So I have made it the foundation of my hormone program. Because, you know, if we can't get those, you know, our minerals right, hormones can't be right. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what type of clients are typically coming to you? And is it typically word of mouth?
Mainly word of mouth. And in the clinic, it's anybody with any kind of issue. Because I mentioned some things earlier, but another thing that we can see really well is joint issues, broken bones, things like that. So we have a lot of things that we'll do to help people who, for instance, don't want to have knee surgery, things like that. So we'll give them options, supplement options and stuff like that. But mainly women with the hormones. I do have a few men in my program that have hormone issues, but it's mainly women.
Okay.
And I would say like 35 is probably the average age.
So like postpartum or people like preparing for, I mean, conception is typically a little bit younger, but not necessarily these days.
Yeah. So I say I help people from preconception to menopause, and I have a few preconception people with me. Mainly it is people who have kids around 5-6 years old and they just never really got those minerals back and they're just hitting a wall.
Yeah. And so you're running the HTMA test, and what are some common things that you're seeing?
Everybody's 4 lows, which for the people who are listening are calcium, magnesium, sodium, and potassium, lots of 4 lows. The other thing I'm seeing that is just shocking is the level of heavy metals. Mm-hmm. I had a lady yesterday with just really high mercury. And I've got a really cool story, though, about a fella. This is a client win. It works in a gun range. So he is constantly shooting guns, and he's been doing it for 30 years. And he did the HTMA with me, and he discovered that he's just got crazy lead in his body. And he's working with a conventional doctor as well. And he is doing the things I'm doing. And he went back to the conventional doctor to get checked. And he's got, in 3 months, he's gotten rid of half of his lead load that he had before.
Wow. So yeah. Did they run the blood lead as well once you saw that in the HTMA?
Yes, ma'am. They did. So I'm really excited.
And so then
they're
tracking it in that way with running the blood again. And then that's what you mean by he's cut it in half?
Yes, definitely.
Wow. Oh my gosh. That's amazing. Was he experiencing symptoms that were related to like lead poisoning?
Yeah, I do. I can't remember what symptoms he was having, but he definitely was. That's why he originally came to see me, is he was having symptoms. He didn't know what it was. And I started thinking, this, you know, I think there's a heavy metal issue. And then that's kind of how we went from there. So I was really excited. Wow. And what's interesting, what's nice about my practice is I have such a background in so many things besides hormones that I can really help people on a lot of different levels. And so I have another client who's with me for hormones, but I was looking at their blood work and their EGFR numbers, which is a kidney component, was at stage 3 kidney disease, and they had no idea. And so I was able to help this person, and it's pulled them out from that. Now they're back to stage 1. So, you know, keeping them off of dialysis, which is really nice.
Wow.
So I love hormones, but it's nice when I can pick up other things that doctors don't pick up and really help people, you know, avoid major diseases.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's the beauty of the work that we do is being able to dive in deeper and give people different answers when they're not getting far with conventional medicine. So that's so amazing. Have you always, I guess you've always done the iridology, but have you always used testing?
I haven't. So testing probably came for me about 5 years ago. And one of the first tests I used, it may have been 3 years ago, but one of the first tests I started using was genetics, actually. Which I really love, because that gives us a good baseline of what's happening. And I've used it with kids, so that's nice. So parents that want to say, I want to know what my kid... And I've also used it for elderly people as well. And one of them that's really interesting is actually my mom, which I mentioned earlier. She has a lot of health problems. And looking at her genes is so fascinating, because everything that's in her genes is what's happening to her now. So it's you know, my thought is, man, if we could get this information early enough, we can definitely help mitigate some of those things.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite company that you use for running genetics?
3x4. Yeah, I like the way they put things into pathways. And so like, this is your bone pathway. This is your, you know, whatever pathway. And so it just really helps you kind of understand what's going on with your body. It also tells you like things like MTHFR, which is the gene that your body doesn't methylate Bs as well as it should be. And so I have a ton of people that deal with that. So it's always nice to see that as well.
Yeah, that's awesome. So somebody sees you for the Hormone Heaven program, let's say. So you start with the HTMA, and then where do you go from there?
So I work on a hormone hierarchy. And by the way, my Hormone Heaven program is completely online, which is really nice. They don't have to take a lot of time out of their day to do anything. But yeah, so it makes it nice. So I start with the adrenals, and then I work on insulin, thyroid, and sex hormones. That's kind of my pathway. So when we start off with the HTMA, we figure out where they are with their minerals, where they are with their heavy metals. And I kind of spend a month with that, getting them moving where they need to go. And then we start working on the rest of the hormones. So it's a 5-month program.
Great. And so it's online, and are they watching modules?
So they have that ability as well. I have a whole class set up that they can do, but they're also talking to me constantly. So we text back and forth. Some of, depending on what level they have, they can actually talk to me on the phone as well. But I have found people really like it, because as soon as they have a question, they can text me. I text them right back. They get immediate feedback. And they also send most of the, I think everybody that I work with is a busy working person. And so they like the ability to, I give them like 1 to 3 things to work on every week. And so some people say, I can just handle one. So I say, okay, you know, let's start off really simple. Let's get some water in you or something
right.
like that. And then other people are like, I had a lady this week, she said, throw everything at me. So I threw three things at her just to kind of get her started. But my goal in the beginning with everybody is to get them stable and then kind of work from there. Because a lot of people come in and they're just so out of whack in one area. We really got to get them stable before we can work on things.
Yeah. And it's a lot of times that ends up being foundational things like water, right?
Yeah.
It's a little less sexy than the rest of the stuff, but we have to start there.
Absolutely. It's insane. But, you know, people don't know what they don't know. And that's okay. That's what I'm here for. You know, I don't know things. That's why I hire people to, you know, come fix my plumbing or whatever, because I don't know how to do that. So it's nice too. So many people come to me confused. There's so many, you know, different philosophies out there of how to do things. And so they're just wanting somebody who can help them go where they need to go. And I'm the type of coach who whatever kind of diet you have, I'm going to work with. We're going to get sugar out of it. But if you're vegetarian, if you're keto, whatever you are, I'm going to help. I'm going to work within that reign. So I'm not going to make you change everything completely. Just help you come up with some better lifestyle habits so you feel better.
Yeah. I noticed on your website that you mention like helping busy women feel better quickly. Do you have any insights into that quickly piece? Because I know a lot of the times with holistic medicine and supplements and all of that, I feel like I'm talking to people a lot about like, okay, this is going to be a long-term commitment and all of that. What do you find from the getting results quickly standpoint?
So I think getting the adrenal fix quickly is what I find helps people tremendously. And usually it's within a week. So what I'll start them with is an adrenal cocktail, but I'm a little different when it comes to the adrenal cocktail. I just kind of want to mention this. A lot of people use orange juice and salt for their adrenal cocktail. And I actually use water because I feel like orange juice bumps your sugar levels up too much in the morning. So, but yeah, just like I'll start with adrenal cocktail for 1 week with people. And most people notice a difference with that. And then if they don't, we'll try some other things. We'll move food around. I try to make supplements the last thing. But if somebody is really struggling and we need to get them, you know, they got something going on, they got to get better for, like I have a client who's getting ready for a wedding. So we'll use supplements then to kind of get them up a little bit before we work. But I really like to work on lifestyle. That's really where I'm at.
Mm-hmm. That's great. So the adrenal cocktail recipe, because I completely hear you on the juice piece that it feels like sometimes people do fine with it. And then the people that are much more like insulin sensitive, it like will spike their insulin. So you're using just like plain water and then.
Some salt. Yeah.
And that's it? Or adding like potassium?
Sometimes, depending on what their HTMA says, I'll throw in some coconut water instead of the regular water. Yeah. To get that potassium. But yeah, it just depends. Sometimes I'll throw different. And that's the advice. You had asked me earlier about some advice for new people. Is everyone is different and unique. Oh, and so I talk to every person and say, okay, how can I tweak this for them to make it work?
Right.
But and if I you also see love that lemon in it. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. But if you see that somebody is definitely struggling with their adrenals, maybe their NAMG ratio is low, really low, which I know I see very frequently. It's just like totally bottomed out that a lot of times that adrenal cocktail will make a big difference for them within a week.
Absolutely. And I have the benefit of usually seeing their eyes and can tell that the adrenal's down before I get the HTMA back. And so sometimes we'll work on that. Definitely, if I've seen it in the eyes already before I get that HTMA back, I'll go ahead and start working on it with them.
Yeah.
When someone sends me 2 HTMA tests and asks why they haven't seen much change, my first question is always, are you using Vicon? Vicon is the supplement company that I truly can't stop talking about inside our Instant HTMA professional community. And here's why. With Vicon, you're able to customize a supplement blend based on your client's HTMA test, complete with the client's name printed right on the label. So no more generic solutions or piecing together massive, complicated, and expensive protocols. Practitioners love Vicon because it wipes out supplement fatigue, which leads to real, tangible results. And clients love it because it's so simple to take, whether they choose the powder or the pills. And most importantly, they're able to experience the magic of getting the right nutrients along with crucial cofactors for their body. All you have to do as the practitioner is choose a base formula, customize it using over 25 different properly sourced options like extra potassium or liver support. And you can even whip up a custom prenatal or support breastfeeding moms. The possibilities are truly endless. And then just to make sure that the blend is perfect, you can always set up a quick consult with the amazing Vicon team and they are happy to help. So if you're ready to revolutionize your approach to supplementation, grab our free Vicon guide and sign up for your own free Vicon account and let them know that you heard about it from Test Don't Guess. Check out the link in the show notes to get started.
So how has just using labs in general affected your practice?
It's definitely attracted more people to me. Does that make sense? Like more people are interested in it. And I found that a lot of people are going to their conventional doctors and they're getting their annual checkup. They're getting their blood work. Their doctor is saying, everything's fine. And my experience is that people want more information than that. They want more education about why are these labs being ran? What is if they're good, what's good and what's bad in them? That kind of thing. And so I think that is a service that I provide that people really find helpful is the education on it. I love looking at lab work, whether it's blood work or otherwise. And I actually feel like that a complete thyroid panel has really impacted my practice tremendously. I have, particularly women, so many women come into me with thyroid issues and their doctors have checked like one component. And then when we do the whole, you know, component, the whole seven components, we figure out that they have Hashimoto's or Graves' disease or something like that. And it's such a, it makes them feel so much better. There is something wrong and there's something I can do about it rather than, oh, you're fine. It's all in your head.
Yeah. This is just a constant topic of conversation between my husband and I, honestly, right now, is all of these, I feel like it's got to be driven by insurance, but the fact that you'll, like, we'll ask for a full thyroid panel, but they'll only run TSH or something. And then we don't get to the next step of like really looking at all of the information that we could have. And it's just so frustrating because that first step sometimes isn't what we need. We need the full panel.
I know. It's so frustrating. And it's funny because we've been around so long that doctors get sick of us because somebody will walk in with a sheet I give them and say, go get this tested. And they're like, oh,
right.
Man. And I, you know, unfortunately, I can order testing, but I can't take insurance for it. And so I tell people, you know, figure out a way. But a lot of people are willing to pay for their health, whatever that is, testing or whatever, because and skip the doctor because they just it's not helpful for them to do that.
Yeah. I mean, that's the way that our family is going for sure. I will pay whatever I need to pay to get the information that I want and not have to jump through all these hoops at this point.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. Well, good. I'm glad that using labs has just been so impactful on your practice and all of that. What other advice would you give to a new practitioner?
Well, they need to go through your course. If I'm not joking.
You're sweet.
Your course is awesome. Your app is amazing. It has saved so much time. I really think that HTMA is a great place for people to start. They need to learn it. And they need to remember, too, that everybody is unique. So HTMA is a starting point as well. You know, you look at that, but then there's other options, things you have to pull in to help with people. But I really highly recommend your course.
Oh, that's really sweet. Thank you. That's really kind.
I actually go back to it all the time. I'm constantly referencing it.
Good. Yeah, I think HTMA is just such an amazing tool. And say that it's the only test that we should be running. It is just one piece of the puzzle, but I do think that it gives us so much good information and it's such a great starting point to jump off into all these other tests, which is why Test Don't Guess exists. It's just out of my passion for all of these tests. While HTMA was just the first one that I learned and really dove in headfirst to.
And don't you think you probably find this with clients too, is that sometimes it's easier for them to actually see something on paper. Does that make sense? So like when I tell them I'm seeing something in your eye, that's not as concrete as saying we did this test and saw that. And that's another helpful thing for me too, is it backs up a lot of the things I see in the eye, which is helpful for people.
Right. Yeah. I think it's really helpful from the lifestyle component for people is that I can show them this, like the way that you're living or like your going and all of that, that's how this is. You can see this in your mineral results. Like minerals get depleted due to stress. And so here is what's happening. And I think lifestyle changes are some of the hardest to make. And so without that concrete data where they're like kind of getting kicked, you know, like, okay, I really actually have to take this seriously and I have to make these changes. I think that that's what makes the biggest difference from my perspective.
Absolutely. And I have people that I actually have conversations with sometimes when I'll get their HTMA back. And I've done a little research. I'm not a psychiatrist by any means, but some people are actually addicted to that stress. It gives them dopamine. Mm-hmm. And so they get in this loop. And so we have to kind of say, okay, we may need to stop this loop because you're addicted to this dopamine hit. Yeah. So it's real interesting when you see those burned out people.
Yeah. So what are you excited about in the future? What's coming up for you?
Well, I'm really excited about getting the business online. So that is my big thing right now, just being able to help people all over the place instead of just in my tiny little town that I'm at.
Yeah. So I'm really will you be closing your closing the doors of the practice?
So my dad is going to stay until he doesn't want to be there anymore. It's actually a family business. My husband works there as well. And so my husband and father will stay there and I'm going to be the one that's going online.
That's so great. Well, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast today. I loved hearing your story and I know that I feel like we're going to be getting a lot of inquiries about iridology. So,
yeah, I'd love to answer any questions. It's very fascinating.
All right, that is it for today. Thank you so much for joining. You can find me at Test Don't Guess on Instagram or testdontguess.org, or you can check out the free private Facebook group called Test Don't Guess Functional Lab Chats to go ahead and continue this conversation. So until next time, always keep learning and stay curious.